when you're committed to growth, and because you're listening to this podcast, I know you're committed to growth, is that you choose one thing to really dial in for 90 days in each 5 areas: your health, your career, your finances, your spirituality, and your relationships. And choose the one thing that you are committed to working on over the next 90 days. Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of 3, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned, because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Soak frequencies provide a 20-minute oasis to help you quiet your mind and recenter by providing a mindful intention of the day so that you are in control of how your day goes. These few minutes of calm can settle your central nervous system. They help people address stressors such as anxiety, stress, loneliness, insomnia, focus, spirituality, and more. Soaking each day can lower your stress levels while improving your health and overall happiness. Soak helps break down your own personal barriers and limiting beliefs. I am absolutely obsessed with Soak. I use it to go to sleep at night. I use it when I wake up in the morning. And one of the things I love about Soak is that I'm a busy mom. And so before I found Soak, I was trying to meditate, and I still do meditate, okay? But I was trying to meditate and like need, you know, Zen and all the quiet around me. And it was really hard with all the kids running around. And I love the fact that I can put on a Soak with the kids. It's helping increase their vibrations. It's increasing their frequency. And it's all around like helping everybody. So when we're in the car, I just have Soak on playing in the background while I'm having conversations with my kids. And I feel like it's working. It's working. So I want to share with you guys one of my favorite ones, which is called Wealth and Prosperity. And I want you to listen in. I like the music version. It sounds like this. Imagine just journaling and listening to this in the background. And then here's the nature. So this helps align you with your highest and most abundant self. It helps the law of attraction. It helps attract prosperity and increase your wealth and abundance. So right now, for the amazing Mommy Millionaire audience, you can get a Soak premium membership for 70% off using the code MOMMY. So you go to soaak.com, sign up for a premium membership, put in code MOMMY, and you'll get 70% off your first month. What's really cool about this is I recorded something special for all of you. It's a 21-day mindful intention program called Rise Up Queen. So for 21 days, you'll get a free audio sent directly to your phone. And we also have a higher self visualization that's available to you. And it's only available inside of this premium membership. You can't find it anywhere else included with Soak. So I'm super excited about this partnership. I want you guys to head over there right now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, loves. I'm excited to be back with all of you. And hopefully all of you've got a chance to listen to the last episode that I did on really bringing awareness to where you're at in your life right now. If you haven't gotten a chance to do that, go back and listen to the previous episode called Your First Life Coaching Session. So after you bring awareness to where you are in these five areas of your life, what you want to do is now we want to set an intention, okay? So we want to set an intention in each area of our life. What happens most of the time is, I'm going to take losing weight, for example. What people do is they go, okay, I want to lose weight. And so they set a fitness goal for themselves for the next 90 days. And all they do is they focus on their fitness over the next 90 days. But when we're very singular focused on something, everything else, you know, kind of becomes lukewarm. You are unintentional in those areas. And, you know, it could go to crap potentially, you know? So if we're so focused on what we're eating, how we're working out, and we're not thinking about our relationships, our career, our finances at the same time, those can be affected. It's really important that when you're committed to growth, and because you're listening to this podcast, I know you're committed to growth, that you choose one thing to really dial in for 90 days in each five areas: your health, your career, your finances, your spirituality, and your relationships. And choose the one thing that you are committed to working on over the next 90 days. And I say one thing because some people will go, I want to work on 10 things in that area. And it's like setting yourself up for failure, because often in order to get the growth that we want, there's a lot of bad habits and stinking thinking that we need to release in order to become that person who gets that 10 in that area. And so, you know, it's like this takes time. Revealing the layers and releasing those limiting beliefs take time. And I want to set you up for success. So pick one thing in each of those areas and just decide, what is it that would make it feel like a win for me in the next 90 days if this were to happen in each of those areas? And in order to really cement this in, you want to become mission-minded. And that's what I talk a lot about inside of the TLC Academy, because my coaching method, it's called meow. And the M in meow, I'm going to break that down for you. The M in meow stands for mission. A lot of us talk about goals, right? I'm going to set my 90-day goal. And a goal is not heart-centered. And you're listening into this because you want to be a heart-centered person, right? You want to be impact-driven. You want to have influence over people. And so we want to be mission-minded in any intention that we're setting for ourselves. So what is the mission that you want to accomplish in each of those areas? And how is it in alignment with your core values, your identity, what you are meant to do on this planet? What is your mission in this world? So for everything for me, especially when it comes to my career, my mission in my career is to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. And so I want to make sure when I'm setting my intention for a 90-day goal is that, is it in alignment with my mission? Because if it's not, what's the point of me doing it? Is it for an accolade? Is it for my ego? You know, and then when I compare it to my mission, I'm like, oh, okay, let's just throw that one out because it's not in alignment. And let's choose a better intention that is in alignment with my mission. Hopefully this is making sense to you. And we really go in depth in this if you are working with one of our coaches one-on-one inside of the Millionaire S Society. You can go to mommymillionaire.co/coaching and check that out today, because we have an amazing promo where if you join the Millionaire S Society, because you're a loyal podcast listener, we're going to give you 25% off your first month. And all you need to do is put in the promo code podcast when you join. So back to the first step of awareness. We have become aware around where we are currently at. And then we choose to live a more intentional life that is mission-minded in each of those five areas. And what I tell everybody to do is, you've got to write down your intention. Whatever you write down comes about. This is really drilled into me because I used to be a nurse, right? And if it didn't get written down, it was not getting done. And so write it down. Pull out your calendar right now and write in your intentions for each of those five areas every single day. What are you committed to doing? Does your goal match the size of your commitment? Does your commitment need to increase? Because now when you look at the actual work, right? And sometimes the work is like praying. You know, I want to pray 30 minutes every single day. So it's not like we're digging ditches over here, people, right? But this is the work that if you really want to be a heart-centered entrepreneur, you've got to commit to doing. So are you committed to praying 30 minutes a day, for example? Because once it's in the calendar, it's more real, right? Because we could talk about, oh, I want to be in trust and full surrender with God. And then you find out what is required to have that and to be embodied in that level of trust and surrender. And you go, oh, but I'm not willing to do that. And that's okay if you're not there yet. But that's why it makes it real to pull out your calendar right now and say, what am I committed to doing over the next 90 days in order to embody that person? I can't wait to see what you come up with. I'd love for you to tag me and show me what your calendar looks like. If you need an example of what I recommend people that are in my community do, I'm going to give you a little challenge. Okay. So what I am committed to embodying every single day is this beautiful, like, I want you to almost imagine this really powerful, magnetic, feminine being that knows how to get stuff done and get everything she wants. So you can kind of just imagine this like attractor factor turned all the way on. And I want to share with you something that I do every single day to really embody it. To give you an example, in the physical area, I have dance as one of those things that I'm committed to doing every single day. So just dancing and just moving and being playful in my body. The second thing is spirituality. So for spirituality, I'm committed to praying over each of my kids every single day. The next one, when it comes to finances, is checking in with my money and sending gratitude to the money that is in my life and the money that is on its way to me right now. So I call it the money check-in. And then career-wise, making one post about my business every single day. Making one post about my business is something that is so simple, but sometimes we can get in our head and go, oh, I posted too much. And it's like, no, I'm committed to telling people that I am open for business. Not something I recommend you do too. And the last thing is relationships. So what I've committed to doing in my relationships is sending one gratitude note to someone I love or appreciate. So this is what we're doing over here in the Kayla Craft world, in the TLC coaching world, is these five things. Dance, pray, money check-in, making one post about your business, and sending a gratitude note to someone you love and appreciate. If you want to join this amazing, fun thing that we're doing, make sure to join our podcast community over on Facebook. You can message us. If you're in the US, you can text us directly. And all you need to do is text me the word podcast to 661-491-7447. And we'll know that you want to join us in this fun little challenge we're doing. So I love all of you. Thank you so much for listening in. And I hope you enjoy this and I hope you actually take action. That is the best compliment you can give me, is taking what you've learned and actually putting it into action and seeing how it betters your life. Stay tuned till next time. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much. so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.